So today we're going to pray for the city of Redlands, Crafton, Reche Canyon, and Pioneer Town and their officials. We're going to start by the guided prayer by My Faith Votes, because really, before we pray, it's a good idea to check our own hearts. So Father, you know our hearts, you know our fears, and you know our worries. We pray that you would search us and root out anything in us, inside us, that is not of you. Take our anxious thoughts about the elections and who's going to be put in position, both nationally, in other countries, our own state, our county, our cities, and replace our thoughts of anxiousness with your peace. Make us sensitive to your voice. So Redlands is a population of 72,000, almost 72,100, or yeah, it's almost 72,099. It's east of downtown San Bernardino. Its overall crime grade is C. The top issues that they deal with is theft at 8%, vandalism 7%, drug crimes 5%, burglary 4%, and their poverty is the state average, 15%. So they don't have a high crime rate, nor do they have a high poverty. In Pioneer Town, they have a population of 365. They're unincorporated. They are in the high desert. But interesting about them, more than 50,000 films and serials were filmed in Pioneer Town during, 50 films were and serials were filmed in Pioneer Town during the 40s and 50s. There's been over 200 productions in town. The total number is unknown. Crime grade, unhappily though, is D minus. Vandalism is at 26%, theft at 19%, drug crimes at 11%, burglary at 10%, and assault at 6%. These are very high numbers. So definitely the officials over this area, which is the same that are over Redlands, except Pioneer Town does not have a city council, Redlands does. Crafton and Reche are unincorporated communities. Crafton is like a suburb of the Redlands, south of Mentone, west of Yucaipa. It was one of the first communities established in the San Bernardino Valley. Reche Canyon is also known as varying other names, but it's in the northwest foothills of the San Jacinto Mountains, northwest of the Badlands in the Inland Empire region. The district they're under is the third district of the county, with Don Rowe as a supervisor. The school district is the Redlands Unified School District. Two positions are up for election. The city council and staff include Mayor Paul Barik. He is up for election. Mayor Pro Tem Eddie Tejeda. He is still in position. Council member Mick Gallagher is up for election. And council member Denise Davis is also up for election. The appointed city manager is Charles Duggan. The city clerk is Jean Donaldson, and she is elected, but her term is not up till next year, 2024. And the city treasurer, who also is elected, is not up till 2024, and his name is Robert Dawes. So, Father God, we pray that they apply their core values, and we pray that all of these people will not only follow through and fulfill what they've agreed and vowed to apply in their positions. But we pray, God, that those that are elected into them would also do that. So we pray, and all those employees that I mentioned, we pray that they would strive for excellence and be innovative to deliver the best service possible, to measure quality outcomes and results, to exceed expectations, to bring out the best in each other. We pray for a collaborative atmosphere where they are flexible and adapt to ever-changing needs of their community, that they would seek traditional as well as non-traditional solutions and embrace creativity, that they would be fiscally responsible. They are required. They did pass a measure called Measure T that raised the tax rate for on property in their area. And as a result, they have to show what they use the money on for the things that was voted on. We pray that they do that with integrity and that there's accountability. They pray they want to seek sustainability, that they would use all the resources at the best, improving the health and well-being of their residents, environment, and local economy. We pray that they commit to that, that they are responsive to listen to the citizens, and that they would be empathetic and take appropriate action. that they would pursue good and timely solutions and an alert to modifying strategies based on consequences, that they would be fair, honest, and act with integrity, both in words and actions, that they'd be honorable, trustworthy, and sincere, consistently, not just beyond the legal minimum to do what's right, but strive for the highest moral and ethical behavior. That they would be accountable and make sound decisions based on clear rationale. We pray that they would treat everyone with respect, no matter what person they are, employee, citizen, resident, or visitors. We pray that they would eliminate barriers, that people would be able to participate in the community life and conduct the city business with civility, courtesy, and respect. We pray that they would also include diversity and inclusiveness at the level, God, that matters, that they would not keep people away because of their opinions or ideas, but they would have a variety of people that they listen to that represent their community. We pray that they would communicate openly, clearly, and frequently, that the citizens would hear about what they're doing and how they're doing it and what's going to go on and how's it going to happen. We also pray, Father, that they would take pleasure in the work that they do. And so, Lord, we pray that they would not fall prey to the evil spirits who try to get them to succumb to the love of money or the love of power. We pray they would not abuse their power, but abuse it appropriately. We also pray, Father God, that you would grant them wisdom and counsel as needed, help their families to get along and spend balanced time with them. We pray they would come to know you and would serve you and would follow your high standards and morals. And we pray for those that will be elected, will be people who will encourage and benefit the city of Redlands, pioneer towns, that they would be able to work with the law enforcement and find ways to decrease the crime there and lasso that in, as they said in the old days, watching the movies oftentimes were very much Westerns. And we also pray, God, that we find new economy in that area to keep people from vandalizing and creating so much trouble. And we just thank you, God, that the right people in place would have the power and authority to get some changes done that would bless your name and honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.